Hi everyone, my name's Teresa Connolly and I work for Vital, and this is my colleague Duncan Garbutt, who also works for Vital, and we're just here to tell you briefly about a project that we've been running for the last few months. We've got the title up here, Kindles and Connect. We're only going to talk about Kindles this evening very briefly, just to let you know what the feedback's been from the schools. Just tell you, if we're looking at why Kindles, we decided that they were quite small, portable, long battery life, and we just wanted to give a few interschools to see what the benefits were, how people would use them. And we wanted to look also at the drawbacks. So we were just very, very open to kind of any ideas. Did it work? Didn't it work? Is it a good idea? Bad idea? And not even Kindles, it can be e-readers, but just as I say, we've got those and that's what we focused on. We've given them to a range of students and teachers, so looking across not just with visually impaired, but we've also then looked at gifted and talented, and that was actually a school came up with that idea. And then we're currently looking at engagement and people engagement and all that. And this is really based around our ethos of sort of reflective practice. The idea that, you know, yes, we're looking at the need, we're asking teachers for the need in school, but also we're sharing that knowledge, we're asking teachers like yourselves to peer review it, and then we're feeding it back, so we want people to know about it. And all of this is available on our website, our presentations and any feedback we find, and it's still ongoing, we've still got the Kindles out in the school. And I'm going to hand over to my colleague Duncan, who will tell you a little bit more about the project.
Hi, basically, I don't know, you know, two types of Kindle. This one, the nice sexy looking new one. Green, really superb, excellent, very, very good indeed. This one, slightly older, slightly less sexy looking. Screen, not quite as good, but it has got seven advantages. Speakers on the back and the earphone plug at the bottom and the keyboard, of course. Keyboard on that's very good. Okay, first win, when I went into school, I said, well, how can these help you? And I collected the first one back off the loan from this teacher, and she left after she finished with me, went and bought one because she put all her math challenges on, all her reading tests on, and instead of having to leave a desk and jump up and get a big ring binder and open some of the page and find that the one was missing, and she got a little photocopy, it was all Kindle. Besides a math challenge of that type, besides reading tests, is there anything else we could use? We drop onto Kindle, it can take PDF format, it can take ebook format. What other type of admin type stuff could we use it for? As teachers.
One
of the strongest things we found is the battery life. Now, that lady was, even though she had charged it for about 2 weeks, I think, first round, she hadn't charged it. She knew it was going to fire up. With a laptop, you never know whether the battery's there, you're munching around for a 3-pin. Yeah, she was confident. We're not saying these are the best things in science, there's weaknesses.
I'm familiar with them at all. I mean, are they
an input device?
Sorry?
Are they an input device?
Yeah, you can. I think selection is a better way of doing it, really, because what we're trying to get our year 8 and year 7 boys now engaged with reading, we're trying to find exciting texts, jumping ahead a bit, and to see if it's we're trying to find exciting texts, put them on this, so that there's this sexy engagement type thing. And then we're saying, well, what part did you really like? And they can highlight text, and then they can add a message. They can justify why they think that highlighted text is particularly good. Now, then what we're thinking is, what do you do with that message? How can you use it in an educational way? We're trying not to let the technology take over from the learning. We're trying to say, well, I want you to justify your selection, and I want to be able to check it. And of course, if you take a note, or if you take a quote and add a note to it, it's saved here on a clipping file. And interestingly, Bob, yeah. Teachers are really reassured when they're using the USB lead between this and the computer.
Okay.
When they try and do it, only to try and say, well, why don't you send it to Twitter? or why don't you link up wine or three, that's when the shutters start coming down and still to be quite nice. They love the reassurance of that kind of
security.
Yeah. But of course,
the only way to collect those clippings, those annotations, is your physical connection.
No, can you jump forward a couple of slides? You can send them to Twitter. So I've set up Twitter accounts at a couple of schools, I've set them up for them really. So if I've got a class, I can set up a Twitter account, don't follow anybody.
Yeah.
And I can get my class, or I get their classes, selecting their quotes, justifying the choice, and sending it off to Twitter. If you've got the 3G version, or if you've managed to connect it to the school wireless system, connecting it at home, absolute gobble, connecting it at school, you can do, but you need the technical help.
Yep. Is it a case of just putting out a feed, so can a blog pick it up?
Sorry, say it again.
When you those annotations and stuff, could that be collected on a blog rather than Twitter, or is it just a feed?
What we're doing at the moment, I don't really know the answer to that. What we're doing at the moment is collecting them on Twitter, taking them from the clippings, and then transferring them to the blog. The next way is to try and automate that process so you can send it straight to the blog.
Yeah, is it just a feed that's coming out of the Kindle?
I don't know enough about that, but thinking about it, you can send it to Twitter, you can send it to Facebook.
Yeah.
We should be able to send it.
Good point.
Yeah, good point.
Oliver Quinlan's been playing with that as well. And he's managed to get some reading that he's done, clipped like that, showing up in his Evernote, I think.
Yeah.
Probably via Twitter and something else, but it's flowed through to where he needed it.
So it can go through, basically. Yeah.
If you tweet him, he'll...
Yeah.
And we'll find that.
It's the next step. At the moment, we're still trying to get the staff to use it at first level, you see. Next step after that selection is that we're going to try and get staff creating e-books. First of all, through Word or something, saving them, converting them, putting them into e-book format. Okay. A couple of the major advantages, the biggest impact has been on visual impairments. To be quite frank, they love it. Any child with some sort of visual impairment, they really do like it. It's easier to read than any laptop or other device, that's an advantage. Because it's black and white, the battery lasts forever, to be quite honest. You can alter the size of the text, you can alter the words on the line. There's been some quite remarkable improvements from seriously visually impaired children. Their reading age has gone up and they're scanning more effectively across the page. So that's been a real plus. Text-to-speech is coming useful as well, so I personally would always go for the less sexy model with the speakers on them. A gifted and talented school or a group of gifted and talented kids, different type of special need. They're Polish, but very clever. And simple things, like you can download your books from Gutenberg or from Amazon sometimes, in both Polish and English. And then if there's any ambiguity about what the understanding is, the kids can play it too. On here, there's Hound of the Baskervilles in Polish, and on the same Kindle, there's Hound of the Baskerville in English, and they talk to you.
How easy is it to paint the same page?
How easy is it to
paint the same page? If you're reading it in English and you're stuck in the English page,
You
obviously haven't read that part of your Kindle. Is it easy enough to put it match?
You'd have to leave your sort of Polish version and go into the English version.
Yeah, but what if they think your kids say reading the English version,
but
they're native Polish speakers, if they go to the same place along, would they roughly the right place to go?
Is page 17 the same in Polish as it is in English?
It works mostly on percentage. So page numbers sometimes come across, it depends on the file that you're importing. Increasingly they're coming across now because that's recognised as an issue. Sorry, I didn't understand the point. Longer.
No, but it may depend on the level.
One department.
I'll
be quite blunt, when we first put these out in schools, it was a total waste of time, and that was just the thing that really stopped it moving. You know, one thing stops it. They said they wanted to turn to page and they couldn't. And I showed them how to search so they could go to an exact piece of text that they still wanted to go to page. Now that was a teacher, it wasn't kids. But it stopped things working.
How do you get all the children with the same copy of text that they paid for text? So if you want every child in the class to have access.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have 30 different paying for 30 licenses in special schools sort of...
That's something I'm looking into, but what you can do at the moment, because if you download a free book from Amazon, you're entitled to 99 licensed copies of it. Now, what we are doing is setting up Amazon accounts without credit card details so the kids can't download things without paying for themselves. For each Amazon account you set up, you get 7 copies of anything you download. 1 on the PC and 6 on name Kindles. So 6 name Kindles would pick up whatever you downloaded from Amazon or transferred across from Gutenberg or things like that. So you can get up to 6 Kindles working in unison across a class. More than 6, you have to set up a second account.
Okay. Every child in the class having
a kid,
or not?
No, I personally don't, because A, it's the cost implication, and second, it's about collaboration rather than the kids, isn't it? I think it's about deciding what we're going to select.
Having a reading kind of set, type 6 or something like that,
with
a good number.
So the reading group, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. And that's also how they've been used. They've been used for sort of either an extension activity or something else. It could be that it may be for a particular child in class. That's how we've heard, where they kind of said, okay, you'd go and get them a worksheet. Instead of going through a huge pile of paper, you just find the place and just give them the Kindle, and they can, you know, it could be sort of, you know, specific questions and things like that that you want them to answer. So it just saves you going through stacks of paper in class and things like that. That's in some cases.
Yeah, so you've got access to you can actually decide your library as a teacher, be director, and if you set up enough Kindle accounts, every Kindle will have that library. Then you make the choice, really, whether you want the kids to download. They can download anything for free if they're 3G, they'll download it. They can't download anything that costs money, unless you want them to. You can have a special reading group. One group could be given tokens, so your advanced reading group could download something, whereas one group that's perhaps untrustworthy wouldn't be given tokens, wouldn't be given vouchers. We jumped about a bit. So any more questions before?
Dyslexia, just because of big size.
There are reports that I've heard about children with dyslexia finding it much easier to engage with the text on those.
I use this for disability in mainstream school. Yesterday, Carol Allen from the North East, specialist SEN LA advisor, she was saying it's had fantastic results with autistic children and with dyslexia as well. So yes, but she knows far more about that than me. I just believe her when she says, it's massively kids. Because I know it is with any sort of visual impairment. It's marvellous. And it's not just that, it's something else. My local school just down the road where we've given one, little Rebecca, she's diminutive, and she has to carry around, she's registered for that, she has to carry around a powered magnifying glass, a netbook, sometimes braille type word, often big picture books. The bag's bigger than her, but she's diminutive. Now she pulls this out at least a couple of days a week, and she's ahead of the game with the rest of the kids. And that's changed. It's made her more confident. Yeah, big improvement to reading as well. But at least she doesn't have to take everything to every lesson.
We actually had we did a test with one of the students. We asked the school to test their reading ability before we gave them the Kindle to try, just to see if there's any difference. And those were the sort of reported statistics, that they, in 6 weeks, the reading age had gone up more so than it would normally do in perhaps a whole year. So there really was some kind of breakthrough there, whether it was this particular child that Hughes could take it home, maybe it's something because it's something new, something different, but there really was a measurable impact in this particular instance.
One of the other visual, that was Rebecca, the one we tested before and after. One of the other children that was seriously visual, she raised a good point to us. She said, well, I put the voice text-to-speech on when I get really tired at night. It means I read more because my eyes can still cope with it. So, are they any better than other types of readers? I don't know. Just, I thought I'd share that with you and ask the questions. We've still got 3 minutes left. God, this is a long one. Yeah, I think we've already covered that really, to be quite honest. I'm finding the big problem is persuading the staff that it's worth trying to do. In fact, sad for me, it's like secondary, primary far more flexible. SEN will try anything. But secondary, you have to really convince people and you have to say, well, they immediately want, hello, oh yes. We haven't got the report back. We've got quite a good report with kids being tested before and after at Oakfields, but that hasn't arrived yet. And there's a control group. One group, nothing, one group, Kindles. With the secondaries, I tend to find that they want a whole classroom, which is non anyway. We've had the most negative returns from something.
How did the kids who were in the control group, did they realise they were a control group?
I wouldn't have thought so, but I'm waiting for that report, so the member of staff may have been killed or lynched.
I can imagine. Rolling that sort of stuff out is difficult because you can't do a control fairly to young.
I could only hope that they're in too vast of a population and then they don't come on really, but he was really keen to assess the value of it, and that was the way he was going to try and do it.
How much are they going for now?
£89 for all.
Yeah.
But it's only wireless, you can have a 3G one of those.
Yeah.
And 3G, which we found more useful for anything else.
Yeah.
£149.
Would you like to have a little play? Let's have a look at them.
My question is, I thought when I was pressed up on that line, my question is as well, I thought when I started this, people would use them on trips and visits and stuff. Can we think of anything we could use these for in that sort of... don't forget you can browse the web. It's not great, but you can browse the web while you're out.
It's more the sort of thing you need on a trip, I would have thought, would be an input device.
Yeah.
And they're not...
Not easy for that.
No, that's okay if you're doing a wee bit, but I would have thought like iPod Touch or something like that would record a lot of stuff, bring it back and dump it. Yeah. You know, that's more trip material than using more
good point.
The other end of the stick.
Good point.
It's not like picking up an iPad where you can immediately see how you make it do it. There is a technological issue around the way that you handle them that actually does make you a little anxious when you pick one up for the first time. But my wife, who is technophobic, has one of these.
I was going to say, my
and she loves it.
Yeah, exactly.
And she swears she can read on it more easily. It's less fatiguing than a book. Certainly less fatiguing than an iPad. She takes it wherever she wants to.
You've only got to go to a Mediterranean beach and look around. And when you see these adverts for children sitting out in the playground, working with a laptop, these you can do it.
The waterproof one. Sand away from it, absolutely fantastic. All the time.
You should be on commission.
The
salt to the lady.
No, I don't take it whilst
swimming. Loads of negative. No video.
Yeah.
No video, no colour.
Not what it is it?
No, it's not what it is. Horses
not
horses.
It's not an iPad.
But you can do internet searches, you can go onto Google, even with the wireless one. And as I say, it's in black and white, it's pretty clunky. So it's a little bit slow, but it does get there. So if you did want to do it for a little bit of research, so for example, students who don't have access to computers or anything like that, if you wanted them to do a little bit of research, you can do. But it's obviously not as quick, not as shiny as anything like these, but then it's a fraction of the cost. But it does do, say, we'll go on to Google and do your research search. And any images, if they come up, are in black and white, but a bit slow.
Line spacing and stuff like that. I think you're right. I think there's a danger, isn't there, when you start doing this, you think, well, we can use them here, we can use them there. There's a better piece of kit or a better
sometimes a pencil's really good. You know, it's like
how has anybody with you tried a Kindle Reader on an iPad to do a similar thing.
What we're going to do, one of these, we've only had one problem, and I think it's one of the ones I bought tonight. The battery doesn't retain its charge, which is the big strength of it, so we're going to send it back. I was just about to drop that off to a really zealot iPad school, where they've created e-books and they're sharing them with parents, and we're seeing how easily the portability between the two is going to be. That's coming up as soon as I get this one swapped out. But they're really zealot. You know, when I took it in there, they said, "Oh, no, I don't want to." But I said, "Well, just how much can we share?" We're looking into that.
And I think that's about a lot of people who have got enough money to have both.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't read on a beach with an iPad, you wouldn't. You know, but we also would try.
One of the flavours of this, I can't remember which one it is, you can get a colour one of these from the Kobo or something like that.
Kobo do a colour version, which is almost like a small. It's got Android software on it as well, and so, you know, it's saying that you can actually download apps and things like that. So it's kind of a 7-inch screen, but bordering on the device. But I have good at it, I don't know, I haven't actually seen one to play with it.
You've seen a Fire, Kindle Fire?
Yeah.
Which is quite a fan. Oh yeah, they got really fan.
They did.
From both Kindle users and iPad users, mostly, because I think they're trying to be both.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's the idea, is you keep this for the things it's good at,
exactly. And
you don't try and push it into areas and vice versa.
I was about to say, really, the ones with the colour on last a day, the battery, so you're back to, and that's when it's new, so you're back to this problem of, oh well, won't work when I switch it on to be quite honest.
Get a set of six for the cost of less than 2 iPads.
Yeah. So you use that for your written book. It's a bit expensive to use an iPad to read something when you know, when you can edit a video on it.
Don't forget it's got a built-in dictionary and things like that, so they can look up a word actually while they're reading. They don't have to go away to another one. So it has its, as I say, for reading groups, great. But to replace an iPad, I don't think it's
good. But I wouldn't. I think the other way around as well.
Yeah.
You know. For the money you're spending, reading books, 6 Kindles do the job, 6 iPads cost lots more, and it's a waste of time having that amount of processor power for reading books.
One of the rationales when we wanted to pick something that was portable, simple. And
2 minutes, that was the second. These colleagues, 2 minutes to
my
wrap
wife
up.
Is a real
can you start wrapping up as we approach 1720?
So I thought that's a good test, to be quite honest. So that was one of the rationales.
2 minutes to wrap up.
Selecting this piece of
kit. It's because it's appropriately clunky that people who are technically edgier are more happy to use it, because it actually meets expectations.
Yeah.
I think it's intimidating.
Yeah. It doesn't do things so fast you can't
catch them.
What happened?
You corralled a bit more, aren't you?
It doesn't have the sense of delight that an iPad has, but...
But it
some people
iPad.
Just don't want to be delighted.
It's not an iPad.
Because then they might have to confront the fact that technology's interesting.
All we can say really is for VI, they are definitely a big success. Carol tells me for dyslexia and autism, big success. So anything along those lines, it's no-brainer, but go for speakers. The rest, you were still out, really. Still there. Still trying.
So, you know, we wanted to know both. We want to know the downside too, just to see, generated a lot of interest.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for your
thank you.
You get some brilliant ideas on what you can, how you can, what material you can drop on. It does MP3s, so you can listen to music while you read. Some people find that really good. But any ideas?
And the presentation and any notes, and also our things where we've run a project with Connect as well, are all available on the Vital website, vital.ac.uk, and if you go to our resources section, just type Kindle, you'll find all the presentations.
Okay then, Jen, can you draw your sessions to a close now?